The Mishnah Daf Ein Zayin Amud Aleph says that Elu Shekoyfen Oisam Haitzi, these are the people that we force the husband to be Maitzi's wife, and one of them is a Mekamet, somebody who's a Mekamet. So Gemara says, what's a Mekamet? Amar Yehuda Zeha Mekabet Tzayas Klavim, a person who gathers the Tzaya of Klavim. Rashi says, Dibur Maschel Mekamet Tzayas Klavim, Lo Yadati Matzarech Ba. I don't know what the purpose is to be Mekamet Tzayas Klavim. Why would someone gather Tzayas Klavim? Rashi doesn't know what the purposes what you could do with it. Then he says, but I see that in Ashkenaz they used to soak the begadim in the tzayis klavim before they launder them, so perhaps it helps somehow in the process of washing the begadim. But Emes Rashi doesn't really know what the purpose of being mekamet tzayis klavim is for. He says, what does Rashi mean? I don't know what the tzarech is. Rashi himself in Brachas and Daf Kafei says Lahadia that the derech was that they would take tzayis klavim and put it into ibud aris, when they would be ma'abadar, when they would make leather. In leather tanning, they would put tzayis klavim. So Rashi himself says that that's the purpose. It's also a medrash in Parshas Bo. The Akut says it, that the tzay would go into the ibud of iris. So Akut actually say he doesn't know if he himself says in brachas that it was used for ibud iris, as I factor to be kivega. I was thinking that perhaps he could be miyashiv of his kasha like this, that Avada Rashi knows the reason of be mekametzayis klavim, that there's a purpose for it, and that's ibud aris, like you see in the Gemara Brachas. But Rashi understood that in our sugya, obviously that can't be what the Gemara meant. The Gemara must have understood that mekametz over here is not referring to ibud aris. What's the raya? Because the Gemara asks a kasha right afterwards, the Gemara says, mesivei mekametz abursi. In fact, the Gemara, how can you say the mekametz is tzayis klavim? We see in the Brachas that the mekametz is bursi. And then the Gemara says, why don't you ask our Mishnah? The Mishnah also says, Mekametz and Mitzav Nechash is about Bursi. So how could Mekametz be Bursi if we count that as two separate things? And the Gemara says, Bishl, Masnissin, Lokasha, Kamet Bursi, Godel, Kamet Bursi, Kata. Both Mekametz and Bursi mean Bursi, but there's a big Bursi and a small Bursi. But Mekametz means Bursi. El Rav Yehuda Kasha, but according to Rav Yehuda, it's Shver that we see the Mekametz is not, Tzayis Klavim, it's Bursi. And the Gemara ends up saying it's a Mechlekes Tanoim. So Rashi could have been bothered with Akasha, that what's the Gemara's Kasha on Rav Yehuda, that Mekabetz can't be Tzayis Klavim, because we see Mekabetz as Bursi. Why don't you see that Hainu Hach, it's the same thing. A Bursi means someone who is Ma'abed Iris, and if you're telling me that Mekabetz Tzayis Klavim means for the purpose of Iris, then just say Hainu Hach, Mekabetz is Bursi. And there's no Kasha. What's the whole Kasha of the Gemara? Bamas and Tysus asks this Kasha. Tysus says, why don't you just answer that Mekabetz is Bursi, like we say in the Mishnah, Mekametz is Bursi, because Bursi is Ibud Aris, and if the purpose of Mekametz is for Ibud Aris, then just say Mekametz Hanu Bursi. Elamai Rashi understood from the Gemara's Kasha that for some reason over here in our Sugya, the Mekametz cannot be talking about being Mekametz Tzayis Klavim for Ibud Aris. Why not? So the Tva says a Mashal, it's not Mashal like that from his Lashon, he would have said it differently, but Al Kapanim, that's Mukhach from the Gemara, is like Rashi, that the Mekametz over here is not for the purpose of Ibud Aris. Also, Gemara wouldn't have any Kasha, Gemara would just say Mekametz Hanu Bursi. So if the Mekametz over here is not for Ibud Aris, then I don't know what it's for. What else would he use it for? And he answers that in Ashkenaz he used it for Begadim. So it's not that Rashi doesn't know the Mekametz is using Ibud Aris, like he says in Brachas. Of course he knows that. But his Kasha is in Ar Sugya. I don't know what the purpose is, because in Ar Sugya it's Mukhach Mnei Ubei, that it's not being used for Ibud Aris. Also, Gemara would have no Kasha. So if it's not being used for Ibud Aris, then I don't know what its purpose is. But Avadi knows elsewhere that you could say that it was used in Ibn Iris, but in our sugya that can't be what the Gemara is saying. Or else the Gemara wouldn't have a kasha, so that could be a yishuv to the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger.